The Gemara in Daf Dalam and Aleph brings down the din in the Mishnah that Avadim are pater from Re'iyah. The Gemara says, how do you know that Avadim are pater? So Amar Avuda, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Al Pnei Ha'adin Hashem. When you're Eilu Regal, you have to go Al Pnei Ha'adin Hashem. Mishayin La Ela Adain Echad. Yatzezeh Sheish La Adain Achir. So you only have in Re'iyah if you only have one Adin. If you only have one master, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that comes to exclude an Avid who has an Adain Achir. He has another master. He has his regular Adain, and therefore he's pater min Re'iyah. In fact, the Gemara asks, "Why do I need a pasuk? Michti kol mitzvah sheisha chavas by eved chayav, kol mitzvah sheni sheisha chavas by ein eved chayav." The Gemara lalam Yisha. We have a famous Ksera Shava that we learn lalam Yisha that an eved is only chayav in mitzvahs that Yisha is chayavasin, and we already said that Yisha is pater min Rabbi Yosef and Yisha is pater. Then it should follow that an eved is pater because of this Ksera Shava of lalam Yisha. So why do we need a new miad of al pnei adin Hashem? And the Gemara answer is, I'm Ravina, Lenetzcha, Lemisha, Chatzi, Abed, Chatzi, Ben Charin, and Chinami. For regular Abed, you don't need a Miyad of Pnei Adin Hashem, you could pater him because of Lala Misha. If Isha is Ptura, then his pater. But Chatzi, Abed, Chatzi, Ben Charin would not be pater because of the Drasha of Lala Misha, and therefore you need a new Drasha of Pnei Adin Hashem to pater a Chatzi, Abed, Chatzi, Ben Charin. So it's Mavur from the Gemara that Lala Misha is enough to pater a regular Abed, but a Chatzi, Abed, Chatzi, Ben Charin would be Chayav if all we had was Lala Misha. And therefore, we need this new limit of Pnei Adin Hashem to pater even a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Charin. And the question of the Gemara is, what's the chilik between these two drashas? If you're telling me that Lala Misha would not pater a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Charin, because even though the Chatzi Eved Shabbai is Chai, but the Chatzi Ben Charin Shabbai, even though the Chatzi Eved is pater, because we learn him out from Anisha, but the Chatzi Ben Charin is Chayev, so then the same thing should apply to the drasha of Pnei Adin Hashem, even though it paters the Chatzi Eved, but what about the Chatzi Ben Charin Shabbai, who should still be Chayev? So what is the chilek between these two drashas that Pnei Adin Hashem could pater Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Charin, but the Gzer Shav Lala Misha is not able to pater a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Charin? So that's a shaila. What's the Pashim Shadavir in the Gemara? And I heard a beautiful hesber from Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal. He said over in Shir and Erechin and Daf Beis Mubeis b'shem his father the Biskar Rav. So the Biskar Rav was masbir like this. He said that the Yesh Lachar Yikulchir Chakir in this din of the Miyad of Pnei Adin Hashem. What's the pshat of this Miyad? Is the pshat that the Torah is really being memayed him because of the shame Eved that he has? In other words, the reason why he's pater is because he's an Eved. El Pnei Adin Hashem is sort of a yalfusa, it's a simen that someone who has another Adin obviously is an Eved, and therefore he's pater because of the shame Eved. So El Pnei Adin Hashem is really telling us that he's pater because of the tzad, because of the avdus that he has. So it's a simen that he's pater mishum Eved. Is that the pshat? Or maybe the pshat is no. It's not a ptur because he's an Eved. But the Pnei Adin Hashem is the Sibas HaPtur. He's pater because he has another Adin. Anyone who has another Adin is pater. Nothing to do with being an Avid, but having another master is what paters you. And Lu Yitzur, you had a Ben Charin who had another master. He would also be pater. So it's not the shame Avid Shabbat that paters him, but it's the Mitzias of having another Adin. So the first side is that it's just a similar Darv. It's like Yalfusa, that being an Avid paters you. The second side is that the Ptur has nothing to do with being an Avid. It's a Ptur because you have another Adin. So Zakti Biskarov, if you learn like the second sad, that the Ptur is not because of the shame Eved, but he's Pater because he has another Adin, then the Gemara works out beautifully. If we have the Gzer Shav of Lala Miisha, so that Pater is an Eved because he's an Eved, and Eved is only Chayv like Anisha. If Anisha is Pater and Eved is Pater, so Zakti Biskarov, that's good for a full Eved, but Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Charin, so Enechinami, the half of him which is an Eved will be Pater because of Lala Miisha, but what about the other half who is a Ben Charin, and that you don't have a Gzer Shav of Lala Miisha, that half of him which is a Ben Charin is Chayv, and therefore he has to go be Ayla Regal because of his half, which is a Ben Charin. Lala Miisha will only Pater his Avdus, not his Tzad Cheres, and therefore he has to go because of his Tzad Cheres. But the Ptur of Pnei Adin Hashem, that's not a Ptur in being an Eved. That's a Ptur b'metzias. Anyone who has another Adin is Pater from Re'iyah. So Zakti Biskav, this Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Charin, even his Tzad Cheres has another Adin. The whole Gavrovir has another Adin. At the end of the day, he's Meshubah to another Adin, even his half, which is a Ben Charin, because he's stuck to the half, which is a Chatzi Eved, and he can't do what he wants because he's Meshubah to the Adin, because half of him is an Eved. So Zakti Biskav, that will Pater him even though he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Charin, because that's a Ptur on the Gavra. A person has another Adin. Adin is Pater, and Lu Yitzur Yehada Ben Charin has another Adin, is also Pater, because having another Adin paters you, and therefore, even the Tzad Cher Shabbat is Pater, because the Maisa, this whole Gavra, has another Adin that will Pater him, and that is the beer why Pnei Adin will Pater a Chatzi Eved, even though Lala Misha would not. And Biskar Rav said, if he knows, he can answer a Kasha of the Lechem Mishnah on the Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchas Chagiga, Paragim on Lacha Beis, that anyone who's Chayev in Re'iyah is Chayev in Chagiga. The two parishes go together, except for three people. Zakti Rambam, except for Kol HaPater Min Re'iyah, Pater Mitzvah Hakel. I'm sorry, anyone who's Pater from Re'iyah is Pater from Hakel, except for Nashim and Taf and Aro. Those are the three people that are Chayev in hakel, even though they're patur min ariyah. So nashim are chayav in hakel, even though they're patur min ariyah, like we say over here in our Gemara. Fakta lach mishnah, l'chayav, there's another exception, and that's avadim. Avadim also are chayav in hakel, even though they're patur min ariyah, because we said in the Gemara that any mitzvah that isha is chayav is an avad is chayav in. So if nashim are chayav in hakel, avadim should also be chayav in hakel. So why doesn't the Rambam say that avadim is another exception that are chayav in hakel, even though they're patur min ariyah? So Zakti Biskarav, l'fi what he's saying, based on our Gemara, you can be Miashav Mikasha of the Lechem Mishnah. In other words, like this, if the pshat, that if the Ptur of an Eved is because he's an Eved, so then you follow the Zershav Lolem Isha, and if Isha is Chayav and Hakel, an Eved should be Chayav and Hakel, because whatever din an Isha has, that's a din of an Eved. But if the pshat is, like we see in our Gemara, that's Muchach, that the Ptur Pnei Adon Hashem is a new Ptur, that's not a Ptur because he's an Eved, that's a Ptur because he has another Adon. And Lu Yitzur, you have a Ben Chayron had another Adon, he would also be Pater because of that Ptur of Pnei Adon Hashem. So Zokta Biskrev, and that, the Gzereshav Lola Misha is not going to help you. So yeah, in a Chinami, women are Chayav in Hakel because the Torah is Mechayav women in Hakel. So that Gzereshav could be used to be Mechayav and Eved in Hakel. So that Mitzad the Avda Shubah, he's Chayav. But Zakti Biskav, but there's another Ptur over here. If he's an Evid, besides being an Evid, he's also has another Adon. He has an Adon Acher. And that Ptur, having another Adon, that will pater him, even though Nashim are going to be Chayav, because that has nothing to do with the Shem Evid that he has. The Gzershav of Lala Misha is only on the Shem Evid Shabbai. The Evid is only Chayav, like in Isha, for Isha's pater, the Evid is pater. So the Shem Evid Shabbai would be Chayav. But over here, there's another Ptur, Pnei Adon Hashem, which has nothing to do with being an Evid. Even a Ben Chayin has another Adon is going to be Chayav, is going to be pater. So really, that would apply to an Evid as well, because we are Makish Hakel to Riyah, and the term of Hakel applied to Riyah, and therefore the din will be that an Eved is going to be Pater from Hakel, even though in Isha's Chayavis, else the Ptur Pnei Adon Hashem, which is a separate Ptur. But if Pnei Adon Hashem was a simon that he's Pater Mitzad the Avda Shabbai, then it would talk to be a good Kasha. Then you would learn out Eved from Isha, and an Eved should be Pater. But being that it's Mavur and Agamar, that the Ptur of Pnei Adon Hashem is not a Ptur because of its Tzad Avdas, it's a Ptur because he has another Adain, then that is a Ptur which can't be learned out from Isha, and therefore an Eved would be Pater. That's what he says to answer the Kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. So this Shtikl Tari, this is a very small chelik of a beautiful Ma'aracha that, as I mentioned, Reb David Soloveitchik said over Hashem, his father, the Biskarav, based on Reb Chaim, and it's later on has been printed in the Sefer on Erechin, of David's Chedushim on Erechin, and it's really more Bekitzer in the Chedushim of the Biskarav on Erechin and Daf Ezim Abez. And I remembered hearing vaguely, B'Shas Maisa, that this Shtikl Tari was Reb David Soloveitchik's Bar Mitzvah Pshatel. This is what he said over by his Bar Mitzvah. I wasn't sure about it, but I wanted to be Mavar, so I reached out to the Brisker biographer, the biographer of the Soloveitchik Mishpacha, Shem Yosef Meller, who put out many, many Sfarim about the Soloveitchik Mishpacha, and I asked him, Taka, does he have any recollection of what David Soloveitchik's Bar Mitzvah Shuttle was? And he sent me a picture of a new biography that Mamish came out this week, a biography on David Soloveitchik, and he showed me over there that Taka, this was the Pshatel of Reb David Soloveitchik, because Bar Mitzvah took place during Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and the Biskov told him this week about this Inyan, the Ptur of Chatzi Eved from Re'iyah, and this whole Ma'aracha was the Bar Mitzvah Pshatel of Reb David Soloveitchik. What I said was only one small part of it. It's a whole beautiful Ma'aracha. If anyone wants to see the rest of it, you can take a look at the Chidushim of the Biskarav, Reb David, on Erechin, Daf Bezim and Bez, and Ayin Sham, the Timtzin Achas, and Agav, he writes over there in the in that book, the new biography, that when Reb David Soloveitchik was about to say his pshatel, he had a tremendous pachad of saying it na'im sa d'tzibur in front of many chashuvim. He was very nervous about it, and his father told him, he said, if you want to make sure you're not nervous, he said, when you say your pshatel, look at the face of Simcha Zelig the whole time. Simcha Zelig Rieger was the famous Dayan of Brisk, who was a tremendous Rachman and Baal Chesed, a Gmaldik Tzadik. And he said, when you look at Simcha Zelig's face, the toiv of his face will make you calm and you won't have any pachad anymore. And Kachava, he stared at Simcha Zelig the whole time, was able to get through the whole shtickle without having a pachad. And this is a little bit from the Bar Mitzvah Pshatel of David Soloveitchik. And again, if you want to see the rest, take a look at the Chidushim over there in Erechin and Daf Beis and Mubeis.